Dr. Gray's luck has finally run out. Joe is forced to face her demons. And Richard, he gets an unexpected offer. We're talking all about it starting right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, you guys? We are back. So excited. Full panel today.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us for another after show of Grey's Anatomy. And once again, another crazy, awesome episode. Before we get all, yeah, exactly. It was that good. Before we get all into it, I want to introduce you to my amazing panel. I'm your host, Benny Adams. And then to the left of me, she is on so many dramas here at AfterBuzz TV, including the one and only Nancy Drew. So she knows all about dramas, and this is why she's on this show, Miss Chelsea.
Hey guys, I'm Chelsea Overocker. Happy to be here.
And then to the left of Chelsea, she has been watching Grey's Anatomy since the very beginning. She knows everything. She's looking up all the history and all this stuff about this show. Miss Haley.
Hey, y'all. Happy to be back this week. I missed everyone, including my awesome panel here.
We missed
you,
too.
Ready to dive into this episode. Really excited. We got a lot of history, and it was really exciting.
And then to the left of Haley, this girl right here. All you Jackson fans, watch out, because she is Jackson's number one fan, so don't even mess with her, Miss Lanisha.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm ready for this. Let's go. This is such a good episode.
Yeah, we have so much to talk about today. We have some news and gossip for you guys, and then we have our special segment, Doctor Who, where we're going to play a little trivia game, and we want you guys to play along. So we'll be doing all that. But before we do all of that stuff, what did you ladies think about this show?
Oh, I love this episode. I mean, we're in season 16, and just when I think that Grey's Anatomy can't keep getting any better, it does. This episode was one of my favorites of this season so far. I know we're five in, but this might have been my top favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, Grey's, you continuously outdo yourself. And tonight was a perfect example of that.
This was great. Okay. First off, I'm glad that they filled in some holes that was a timeline that was missing as far as with Joe. And I know we're all like being iffy about Bailey, but can I just say, I really love Bailey and Joe's relationship.
Okay.
I really love them together. And Richard, ooh, watch out for some of these women. They be trying it.
Yeah, no, I think this was a really great episode. It was fun. We got to see, I love the dynamic between Joe and Bailey and their relationship. And yeah, I just love seeing with Meredith and how she is there for Zola, and just her mother instincts are kicking in too. So overall, I thought it was a solid episode.
Yeah, they are definitely pulling out all the stops this season. Like we said, this is only episode 5, each episode has been amazing. So I can only imagine, you know, what's going to happen. We have so many more left. We're not even close to the mid-season finale yet.
Okay.
So I'm excited. Let's start talking about Joe's storyline. I've said it once and I'll say it again. Joe has become one of my favorite characters on this show. I loved her storyline last season, and I continue to love her storyline this season. The reason why I like this storyline so much is because they went back to her dark past, which I'm glad we got to see. I'm glad we got to see what she went through. What did you guys think about that?
I totally agree. That's what I was saying about, like, the timeline, because I did feel like it jumped, like, oh, she went from being low to just, I'm working back in the hospital. Yeah. I'm really glad that we really got to see her go through it, the stages, her running away from the whole depression, trying to run away from her problems and depression and everything. So I'm glad we got to see this side.
Yeah. And for me, I just, again, want to continuously to give praise to the writers of Grey's Anatomy. This episode was written specifically by Elizabeth Finch. So thank you to her for writing a storyline like this so well as to Krista Vernoff, who's the showrunner. Just, I appreciate the fact that they're bringing this subject to light.
Yeah.
You know, and I had so many takeaways. Even one of my biggest ones, we were able to see Carly Davis come out in a positive manner, and she does claim that she wasn't attempting to take her life or anything, but this episode gave me a good reminder that throughout the whole thing, I was just sitting there thinking, just because someone is always smiling the whole time, it doesn't necessarily mean they're always okay. And so yes. I just thought that this episode was also a really good reminder to just check in on the people around you. And yeah, she ended up being all right, but their whole storyline and dynamic was great to see.
And I think it was really cool with Joe because she was on that borderline of almost losing it. And she was able to bring herself back and put herself into control. And I thought that was really good. The writers made her that strong character because there's been many times where Joe been on the edge and she wasn't able to pull herself back. So the fact that they went through this timeline and that she is getting better, I think it's really cool that they wrote that. Even Bailey gave her credit for it too, saying, hey, you were on the edge, but you were able to bring yourself back to this. So good job to you. And I thought that was really good for Bailey to recognize that.
She's a beast, okay? I think it's safe to say that Joe's a beast.
Like, it's crazy to me that she continuously doesn't want to, I guess, admit her traumas. But it's like, girlfriend, you've been through a lot. Like, you are so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. And I think she's really starting to come into her own and realize her true strength. And today's episode was a perfect example of it.
Exactly. And so, like we were talking about, we were introduced to Carly and we learned that Carly was the person helping Joe get through her trauma. And so we find out that she's in the hospital. Joe thinks that it was a suicide attempt. And we start to see her go back into that dark place. And it's crazy because these episodes prior, she seemed like normal Joe again. Were you guys worried for her when she started acting like season 15 Joe?
I wasn't necessarily worried for her. My thought process was I felt like she had every right to feel how she was feeling. I thought they did a great job of validating her reasoning behind it, that if my therapist can go down this path, and I've been in much scarier scenarios as far as, like, my thought process on life, like, what is, like, there's nothing that's going to stop me from going back down this path. And, like, but the fact that she was able to do it and, you know, and then how later on they end up saying how when they're throwing the ball against the wall and she was like, that's how you you show you are not Paul. And it's because you can see a difference. You can take your anger and you can control it. And I thought that those two parts of her story today were awesome.
I like that they showed different tactics with her because well, there's different tactics for everybody. Sometimes that's one doesn't always work. And I thought it was so funny how Bailey just said, I'm pregnant.
Exactly.
Did that take your mind off of things? I'm pregnant. I'm not.
And it worked.
It worked.
That was a great moment between them. And that really defined a good working relationship between Joe and Bailey. Yeah, they might have had differences in the past, but when it comes to something where they're in a crucial moment, they're able to pull back and have a good relationship and get the job done. And Joe, in many ways, helped Bailey out, too, because Bailey was just freaking out. And I think after Joe got done talking to her, just saying, you got this, don't stress about it, then she felt more confident and comfortable telling Ben about it later on.
And guys, I am in the live chat. I see you joining with us. We want to thank you for being in the live chat. You are an extension of us. We want to hear your thoughts. So one of those thoughts is from Debbie Broussard, and she said, is it me or does Joe and Bailey's relationship remind me of Marin Bailey? I guess earlier Marin Bailey before this.
Beforehand. Yeah, because remember, you know, Mare was under Bailey. That was her baby. Mare's off the picture now, so she is kind of replacing her a little bit with Joe.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Something that I wanted to touch on was towards the end when Joe finds out, you know, it wasn't suicide that that caused Carly to go into the hospital. And when she finds out, it's like she gets a sense of relief. Because before, when she thought it was suicide, it's like she lost all hope. And she said something like, you know, if this person who helped me get out of this darkness can do something like this, then what's the point? And it was just crazy to me. What did you guys think when she said, when she told her, you know, I can't be your doctor anymore. I'm gonna put you on with another doctor.
I liked the moment because the whole episode, they kept talking about the almonds. And I was like, these almonds are going to mean something. The first time she introduced Carly, she was like, no, this woman loves her almonds. And then every time we saw Carly, she was eating almonds. Mm-hmm. And then because of the almonds, they figured out that she was diabetic. And I was like, what is the significance with these almonds? Right. And then right at the end, they tied it together beautifully for us by saying boundaries. Right. And so by by Joe knowing her situation enough and being able to remove herself from it, I thought it even further extended the strength that Joe has.
Haley. Mm. That was good.
She got deep with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say, I am glad that Joe was her doctor at first.
Yes, agreed.
Because otherwise, she probably would have died.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay? Bailey wouldn't have known all that.
100%.
But I'm definitely glad that she figured out personal boundaries, because you're not allowed, aren't you? Isn't that a rule there? That you're not allowed to work on someone
people
who's
that you're, yeah. Yeah. Same thing with, like, Meredith. Granted, she's not a doctor there right now, but.
Yeah. But. So I was like, that should have been a role. Yeah. But I'm glad she was her doctor, because that lady probably would have died.
Yeah.
She would have made it.
Yeah, again, I think it just shows the strength that Jo's able to put herself in a position where she's needed, but she's able to pull herself back when it's not going to be good for her or the patient. So what you guys have been saying, boundaries, I think that really justifies that moment between both Jo and Carly.
Yeah, and I just want to give also kudos to Jo in general for her performance.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's not take away from the fact that she did an amazing, amazing job. She's continuously doing that. But I'm not, y'all, I almost cried. Like, I cannot tell you. I was sitting there and I was tearing up watching when she finally just had this moment of just breaking down after throwing the balls at the wall in this anger and then that final breakthrough, and she just, like, slid down on the wall. I was like, I mean, I've been there, you know, like we've all been through stuff in life. And she just took me kind of back to that place, which for her as an actress, it was incredibly to be able to have me realize that as I'm watching her.
Well, great acting when someone's able to be in that moment and you feel feel that energy.
Yes.
Yes, I've had those days. Yeah. So kudos to everyone on that writing team.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Jo needed to go through this. I think she needed to go through this situation, because I think that this put the icing on the cake to let her know. Like, we've all said, Jo is a very powerful, strong woman. But I think she needed this to remember that she is a very powerful, strong woman.
And I agree.
I loved it. Let's before we go into anything else, Miss Chelsea has a special announcement for you guys.
Yes. Well, before we get into our next topic, we just want to say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. In order to help us grow, we ask, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rating on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Again, we really just want to thank Maria and Kevin for creating AfterBuzz TV, because we're able to engage with you guys as fans and do what we love. You guys are snapping away. What we love.
All right. Well, someone who was snapping a lot was Meredith.
Whoo, Merrick.
Yeah, I felt for the woman. You know, she's dealing with court, and now she has a sick daughter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys feeling about that when she was, you know, she has so much on her plate?
For me, okay, y'all know I've been advocating for Mare from day one. I've been okay with every decision Mare has made, but this episode, it finally occurred to me and really showed me that she does still fall into her self-destructive habits. We saw it in when she first started talking, it was the amazing scene between the sisters, and they're all talking about their relationship issues, and she's looking for a reason to destruct her and DeLuca. You know, she's sitting there, and she's like, well, I don't like him for this, and I don't like him for this, but he's also great for this, and she's like nitpicking their relationship to find something wrong with it.
Right.
And then we then move her to her not wanting to go to court. Granted, she knows every doctor in that hospital. Helm was going to send her text messages, and she still chose, granted, yes, that's a great mother, you would stay for your child, but in a big scheme of things, she could have gone to court.
Right.
You know, so it's still just self-destructive behavior, and I just don't know what's going to finally make her stop.
Can I just speak for DeLuca and just say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, Mare. You didn't want to listen to me. You just wanted to just snap at me. I tried to tell you, and now look, you got jail time. Like, what?
Well, even took Amelia and Maggie when Meredith was just confronting them when they're all on the couches together in the lobby. she's just saying, well, you know, he's doing this wrong, he's doing this wrong. And then finally they said, well, is he doing anything right? I mean, you get mad at him when he's telling you maybe you should go to court.
Yep.
And then he wants to comfort you and you're still mad at him. Mm-hmm. So with Meredith, it's like you just can't really do anything that makes her happy. And she even caught herself saying, well, maybe I'm not quite invested in this as much as I thought I was. Maybe I just don't see DeLuca as that parent role because he just doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I just think it's her being nitpicky.
Yeah, and I think she called herself out when she said, I know I sound like a jerk. Like, you know,
well,
you know.
At least she's owning up to it and realizing it, because I think that her feelings are real for DeLuca, and I think she's scared.
Do you think Meredith has a point? Like, do you think she's not necessarily right, but do you side with her for being so back and forth with DeLuca since this is involving her child?
I think since it is involving her children, she has every right to be a little bit more harsh and be kind of a jerk because this is her family now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been through a lot, especially with relationships. So yeah, but she's just, but the relationship with DeLuca itself, he's trying though. It's not like he's saying, hey, we have to go this way. He's just saying, wherever you want me. If you want me here, I'm there. If you want me here, I'm there as well. And kind of what Amelia and Maggie were making a point as, that no matter what he does, it's wrong. So you just kind of have to choose, what does Meredith really want? So she needs to figure that out. What do I want as, you know, a partner? And what am I looking for as someone that could be a co-parent with me? And I think once Meredith has that figured out, she's able to communicate that to DeLuca, and he'll listen. He's a good guy.
He listens all the time. And I don't agree with Meredith snapping on DeLuca, because she was snapping on him even before Zola got sick. And honestly, DeLuca's just trying to be a nice guy. Your kids like him. He even knew that she wanted Jell-O. Got the Jell-O.
See, and like, and even with Meredith, she, I think right at the end, we did see her come to a realization a little bit. And I don't know whether if it was because of Zola getting sick that she realized, like, my children need me in their lives or what it was. But a little, gonna jog our memories here, going way back to when we were first introduced to Zola with, obviously, Derek. So I don't know if maybe her reservations for DeLuca are stirring up because Zola was really her and Derek's first child. And it wasn't even, and it was more of the fact that when they saw Zola for the first time, they had that conversation of realization of, is this our child? And they both agreed, and that was how that got going. But we also have to remember, Meredith almost caused them to lose Zola because she lied to, well, she got fired. Self-destruction. And then she lied to a social worker about the relationship between her and Derek. So she almost had them lose Zola before they ever even had her. And so she's just, it's just been this pattern.
And I was just going to comment on that, too. And I remember Derek even sat Meredith down saying, look, what are you doing? Right now, I don't like you, but I want Zola.
Which basically is what DeLuca's doing. He's the one who pointed out her self-destructive behavior.
And I said this last season, since we're talking about Meredith and DeLuca, they remind me of a younger Meredith and a younger doctor, what did they call him? Dr. McSteamy. McDreamy.
McDreamy.
Yes. And so I feel like the roles are reversed kind of right now, where Meredith is the older one and DeLuca, he's the younger one. They're both in different times in their life. You know, seasons ago, Meredith, she was the younger one. And then he was a lot older, and he was trying to figure that out also. Like, do I stay with this woman who's in a very different part in her life?
Well, and what's crazy is, like, it literally was exactly halfway through the existence of Grey's Anatomy. So, like, it was in season 8 that all of this with Zola started. And so now we're 8 seasons later, and here we are seeing history almost repeat itself. And, I mean, I'm a fan of it.
I'm a fan. I heard that Christina reference again.
She's coming back. Not to get into predictions, but
speaking of Christina, I really liked how they made the reference again, and it got me thinking. So we have a scene with Meredith, Amelia, and Maggie. You know, her two sisters are trying to calm her down. And this got me thinking, you know, Christina's not here. Christina was her person. And I don't know why this never clicked to me before, but I feel like these two sisters are her person now.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the Christina mentioned was when she was talking about DeLuca and she was like, oh, me and Christina would be making fun of him right now. And so I thought it was very interesting that she said that in front of like the two people who she can, not only family, but like her person. What did you guys think about that?
I'm glad you brought that up because it's like a lot of people are being replaced nowadays. Now that like we're all tying this in, you know, Joe's now the new like Meredith, you know. Jackson's the new Sloan.
everybody's replacing one another.
Are you dubbing Jackson as being the new McSteamy?
Hello, he's always been my McSteamy. I don't know.
Who is the
new? Never been new. Who's
DeLuca the McDreamy?
Has to be. Let us know. Let us know in the live chat if you agree with us.
That's what I was thinking, because when you were talking about Derek, I was just like, wow, this is all happening.
Oh, and Sloan was a little bit of, he liked women also.
Hello.
I'm just saying there's some parallels here.
Richard's going a little bit, actually he has more self-control in this one, but you know, back to the whole woman pattern.
Are we onto some parallels? We might be.
We are.
Hey,
we could.
Never know.
History repeated itself.
Were you guys expecting Meredith to get thrown in jail, or she's going to jail?
I knew there was going to be some consequence. It was about time, because these last couple of episodes, or even just throughout the last years, Meredith still has this idea that she could do whatever she wants to do and there's no consequences for it. So in a way, it kind of makes sense. She kind of brought on herself. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was there for her kids, but Zola was at a point where she was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Meredith had to take some responsibility. Mm-hmm. She chose to neglect that, and this is her consequence.
It needed to happen. Needed to happen, because reality.
And especially because I appreciate the writers putting this in there, because sorry, but you do the crime, you do the time. Mm-hmm. And Meredith's been trying to weasel her way out of it, and in a last effort, I still think in this episode, Meredith 100% thought that my daughter's sick. I don't need to go to court. I can avoid this.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. And it was just finally like, no, Meredith, you can't just avoid this all the time. No. You know? So.
Yeah.
They've been letting her slide with a lot of stuff, not only in the hospital, but even during her, like, you know, her trash duties and everything.
Yeah, her community service hours.
Come on now.
I'm going to disagree.
It's okay.
For this situation, since it has to do with her daughter, that's just so touchy. Yeah. Everything else that she's done to, like, try and get away with community service, yes, like, she should definitely get in trouble for. But I think for this situation, I think she should have got a little bit of leeway, because this is her daughter. She has no idea what's wrong with her. She's freaking out.
Well, she knows exactly what's wrong with
her. But she's thinking the worst
for
her. I think she should have got a pass.
Well, the judge technically did give her a pass, because honestly, she didn't show up to court at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if she would have showed up to court and had said that, the judge probably would have been like, go see your daughter, probably. Yeah. You never know what type it depends on whatever judge you get. Don't hold me to it. It depends on the judge. But she didn't show up at all. And this is the judge adding on to every single skip that she has made. Yeah. She skipped on so many community service. Yeah.
And she just doesn't, they know that she doesn't take this seriously.
Yep.
So, the reasoning for it is harsh. But they said, you know, added on to the whole entire situation, this was the final straw.
Yeah. And she could have got more time. Honestly, the judge was nice. Yeah. She could have got more.
I definitely think it left me conflicted. I can't lie. Like, I see both sides. I see Benny's perspective, but then the other side of me is like, okay, let's think this through. Like, Meredith, she knows exactly what's wrong with Zola.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the exact procedure that needs to be happening.
Yeah.
She knows every doctor in the hospital. She knows they're going to do more than anything they're capable of to make sure her daughter is okay. Mm-hmm. And she had Helm in place to text her play-by-play updates of what is happening in surgery.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, she, honestly, to me, like, aside from the fact that her daughter was having surgery, to me, she really had no other excuse not to at least go show up.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's quickly talk about Richard. The storyline was very, steamy. Steamy.
Really awkward turtle.
Yeah.
Awkward turtle.
Yeah. Awkward turtle. So we pretty much knew that her name is Gemma. We were introduced. We were introduced to her was last season, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, long story short, she wants to have an affair with Richard because he sees that, you know, he's a little stressed out. She sees that she's not getting the love that he deserves. What did you think about this dynamic between these two?
I was proud of Richard, but then I also was like, oh, Gemma got a point.
Really?
Like, well, like, I mean, just in the fact of, like, his history and his patterns.
Yeah.
You know, like, her calling him out for everything. It's like, ooh, he kind of has done this every time. Mm-hmm. You know, so is it... Was she in the wrong? Yes. But did I understand why she was approaching the situation? Also, yes.
Yeah, I'll bounce off of that when she said the part, if you thought this was just a friendship, then you are just... I was like, yes, girl, because I even saw that she was going on to you. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Richard was just being naive? Because he enjoyed the company?
No. No offense, Benny. But some of you guys are like, let us know. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. This is a whole new topic. We could probably spend a whole after show talking about this.
No offense, Benny.
No offense. But, you know, Richard kind of let her on a little bit. Let's, you know, past couple episodes, let's go to dinner. They've had a really good friendship. So, no, I don't blame her for wanting to try to take the next step. However, when Richard made it very clear by saying, I don't want this right now. I have a wife. You need to stop. She should have backed up. And she kept pushing. And that's the part where I don't agree with her on it.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're both in the wrong. Like, even though Richard, you know, he told her, you know, no, it's never going to happen. From the beginning, he had an idea. He knew that she was into him, you know, by going out to dinner. And you could see in his face from, you know, episodes prior that... Should I do this? Should I not do this? So he had an inkling of a feeling. And then what makes it even worse is he never told his wife.
Agreed.
I know.
That's huge.
That part, yeah.
Like, that is a big secret. Let's not just talk about the kiss, but she's saying, she's being very blunt with him, saying that she pretty much said she wants an affair with him. And she doesn't care about his wife.
Mm-mm.
He said absolutely nothing. And she knows something is wrong. You can see it in her face. Agreed. She didn't say anything, but she knows.
Do you think that to a certain... I have kind of two thoughts on this. My first thought is very much that Richard is trying to fulfill some sort of validation of his loneliness because him and Catherine are rocky right now. So I think... The company and the attention he was receiving by Gemma, he appreciated and he liked it. So he was just going to continue to go with it. And then also, though, I still think that because when he got home, Catherine wasn't the most happy to see him. She told him to go back to sleep. I think that that's why he didn't immediately tell her nor respond to Gemma, because I think he's just kind of putting a pause on that situation to see how things start to continue with Catherine.
Catherine knows, y'all. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't piss off Catherine.
Okay,
do not piss off Catherine.
Don't cross her.
Let's go to Miranda real quick. What did you guys think about her storyline with, you know, finally telling people that, well, telling two people at least that she's pregnant?
I loved it.
Yeah, sweet.
Yes. I was kind of bothered by, because it's just a female... like femaleism, I guess I made up a word, but to when you're like discussing something that's very vulnerable and you're not getting the initial reaction that you hope you're getting. And then she said, I'm sorry. Like she started, like she said all this thing, she's having all this word vomit and then she's like, I'm sorry. I just thought I needed to tell you. And it's like, no, Bailey, don't go back into yourself. Like stay there and just like, it just, that part, I was like, no, don't say you're sorry. You have nothing to be sorry for. But I was happy for that moment in general.
I was more mad at Ben. Ben, why did it take you so long to have a response?
Well, no,
okay.
This is what happened. He's processing everything 100%. That's happening.
That was a long process.
Because he wasn't expecting it whatsoever. So it's not like he's like, oh, man, like, she's pregnant. This sucks. Like, it was like... All of this news and emotion is coming through him, and he's just processing it all. Yeah. And all while he's thinking about this, he's happy about it.
The hug.
Right. I was glad about the hug, but I'm going to need you to hurry it up.
It was. It took
your husband. Hurry it up when I announce this.
Yeah, it took a few seconds. So I was like, I couldn't really quite read what he was thinking. And then when the smile appeared and his eyes brightened, I'm like, okay, he's happy. But I was worried there for a little second.
Yeah.
He was just confused, too, because he was like, aren't you going through menopause? How is this happening?
Shanice Sweet Smile in our live chat also said, I was scared for a minute when she told Ben. I'm happy he was happy about it, though.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
All right. We're running short on time. Let's go to our special segment.
Yes. You guys, it's time to play Doctor Who. For those of you guys who don't know about this, it is where I say a quote from either maybe this season, maybe seasons from the very season one. You never know, but my panelists over here have to guess which doctor said it, and you could also help. All right, y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm safe because they can't fire the pregnant lady, can they?
Who was pregnant?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. Well, I'm safe because they can't fire the pregnant lady, can they? Who said it? All right, y'all ready? We're going to show in 3, 2, 1, show your answer.
I kind of cheated.
You said Bailey or Mary.
Yeah, I said Amelia.
Amelia, Miranda. It was Meredith that actually said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
to Bailey and Richard.
Okay. Well, I was kind of. Yeah. I was like,
and this was.
Wait, why did I put Miranda? Meredith.
No, I.
Oh, you meant to say
Meredith. I meant Meredith.
I was like, because it kind of makes sense to be Bailey because we've seen her be pregnant, but then Meredith, she's the only person that is always questioning whether or not she's going to get fired.
Yeah.
So, context clues.
This was like in the very beginning when they were doing a pretend. Over a doll when they were practicing doing the surgery.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
That woman is not a single malt scotch. She is a bad cheap wine that gives you a headache you can feel in your teeth.
What?
All right. I'm going to say it again. That woman is not a single malt scotch. She is a bad cheap wine that gives you a headache you can feel in your teeth. Who said it?
All right.
Ready? Show your answer in 3, 2, 1. All right, you said Catherine Fox.
It's either Christina, Catherine or Christina. Not
Catherine. Wow, so coincidentally, this is Mark Sloan who was flirting with Christina Yang.
You know what? I can so see that too.
Okay.
I just said,
I was thinking Christina has to be involved with this somehow because she is so sarcastic when it sounded like her.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that was Mark Sloan talking about Christina.
See, I thought that was a quote about Catherine Fox. So I was like, maybe she's talking about herself.
All right, one more. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Maybe you can withhold sex until she cracks. One more time. Y'all ready? Maybe you can withhold sex until she cracks. Who said it, y'all? And you guys are doing great in the chat, too. I saw the earlier ones. You guys were getting it.
Let's show it.
All right, ready? Yeah. In 3, 2, 1, show.
I'm still going with Christina.
I had too many thoughts.
Oh, you guys were not paying attention. This was from this episode.
Oh. All right.
Carassus actually was saying it to DeLuca.
Oh, no.
I was going to put DeLuca. I was like, he wouldn't say that, though. I kind of thought it was about him. I also kind of forgot Tom was in this episode.
in the very beginning.
Well, we know that I am not good at Doctor Who. Let's go on to news and gossip.
All right. So, our news and gossip for this week. Glee and Grey's Anatomy alumni's Leah Michelle. Leah and Charles, who played Dr. Jason Myers, is set to star in an ABC holiday movie called Same Time Next Christmas. The plot is about a successful young woman who met her childhood sweetheart during her family's annual Christmas visit to Hawaii. After being separated for years, they reunite at the same Hawaiian resort and sparks fly again, but under different circumstances. That keeps them apart. So this movie is premiering Thursday, December 5th at 9 p.m. on ABC. Aloha. I'm actually excited to see this.
Nice. That's actually going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All right, let's go on to our predictions. What do you guys think is going to happen in the next episode or just throughout the season?
Listen, I already told you. I'm predicting Christina is coming on here. There's just too many clues, okay? I need Christina to make an appearance. I need my yang.
All right. For me, my prediction is that Meredith Grey is going to continue to struggle with this back and forth between DeLuca, and I think ultimately she's going to have to face her fears, potentially with some assistance by Joe to navigate that, and ultimately realize DeLuca is the man that she wants to come into her lives as well as be permanent in her children's lives.
Ooh, bouncing off of that, I think, because Meredith is going to jail and she's going to be spending some time away from her children, DeLuca is going to step up, mm-hmm. and she is going to realize, okay, DeLuca is going to be a good parent, co-parent.
Ooh, I like our thought process there.
Yeah. I actually think Meredith and DeLuca are going to have a time out. There's just I know, I hate to be the negative Nancy, but there are just so many things where like they're starting to realize their differences. DeLuca's getting mad about Meredith skipping out on her community service. Meredith she's wondering if DeLuca is just in the same place as her. I think they're going to have a timeout, but during their timeout, they're going to realize that, you know, they were meant for each other.
Bring
so,
it back.
Exactly.
I think by the time Mare does realize, it's going to be a little bit too late.
Ooh,
during that timeout.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Maybe
we'll
go to Maggie.
Right. Well, let us know what you guys think is going to happen in the next episode. But that is all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another after show. Yeah. Why don't you ladies say your social media?
Yes, well, I'm Lanisha. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And I am Haley Graves. You can find me on Instagram at Haley Graves with two S's. That's H-A-L-E-Y G-R-A-V-E-S-S. And on Twitter, Haley 1, Graves 2. I'm also here on Tuesday nights for Empire and This Is Us. And then tonight, I will be back here live for Legacies.
Ooh.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker. That's Chelsea with an I-E. And on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker.
And I am Benny Adams. You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Halloween!
Woo!
First, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.